Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The DH, Al Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Putman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Underwood. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Ed Puttman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puttman strikes out. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers scores. Green moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Puttman and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek strikes out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. McRae moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Summers moves to second. 1 out. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Puttman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puttman is 0-for-1 in the game. Puttman takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Putman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Putman and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Underwood covering, for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Putman and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Champ Summers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Jack Billingham now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Al Green. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish pinch hits for Ed Putman. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Raboski now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5. And Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.